when you've played Austin Powers, Shrek, The Cat in the Hat, and Wayne from Wayne's World, what do you do for an encore? Well, when you're comedian Mike Myers, you direct a documentary about your agent. Critic Bob Mondello says the result, Supermensch, The Legend of Shep Gordon, is as startling and sometimes even as funny as anything Myers has done.
First, there's 5 minutes of celebrity testimonials telling you why you should care about Shep Gordon, Willie Nelson calling him the proverbial canary in the marijuana mine, Chef Emeril Lagasse saying he invented the celebrity chef, a parade of film stars testifying to his libido, and then an obviously hero-worshipping Mike Myers lets the man himself, Shep Gordon, take over, telling how in 1968 he arrived in a Los Angeles motel fresh out of college with no money, no job, having just dropped some acid, utterly at peace with the world.
And I think I hear the girl being raped around the swimming pool. So I run downstairs to separate these two people, and the girl went crazy, punched me, because they were making love. They weren't fighting. I came down in the morning. I could hear that same voice of the girl, because I never saw her that night. She called me over and said, "Are you the guy I hit last night?" I said, "Yeah." And she was Janis Joplin. She introduced me to the guy she was sitting with, which was Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix said, "Are you Jewish?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You should be a manager." I said, "Great, no problem. Who should I manage?" Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper picks up the story.
So we go over to the Landmark, and we open the door to his hotel room, and you couldn't see from me to you for smoke. And I don't mean cigarettes.
The arrangement they forged that day has lasted 43 years without a contract through all the schemes that turned Alice Cooper into a rock ghoul. The coat made of dead rats, the live chicken tossed into the audience, and a plan Shep Gordon hatched one hot night in Florida.
I came up with this ridiculous idea of buying see-through clothes made out of clear plastic, putting Alice on stage naked, basically, and calling the police and getting him arrested for indecent exposure, which we assume we get newspaper coverage.
So Alice donned the see-through plastic, Gordon called the cops, pretending to be an irate parent, and things did not go as planned.
Put the phone down, I hear a siren, and as the police come around, their see-through clothes had fogged up from the heat, and you couldn't see anything. And the police came in and looked around like, what are they, crazy, and left. After the show, I said, you know, we've just hit that classic moment where we can't get arrested.
They did later, plenty of times. Gordon didn't just hang out with rockers. He also became buds with the Dalai Lama, helped rescue Groucho Marx from poverty, shaped movie careers galore, and almost more intriguing than all of that, was never especially enamored of fame, having seen it close up, engineered it close up, in fact. He found it so centrally unhealthy that he introduced a warning ritual into the signing of new artists.
I would sit him down, take my glasses off, look him in the eyes and say, you need to really listen to me. And listen seriously. This is not a joke. If I do my job perfectly, I will probably kill you.
Fame, the great equalizer. As a documentary director, Mike Myers has the comic timing to make the celebrity anecdotes click along nicely. He isn't quite as sharp at narrative, so a bit of the oomph goes out of the film when the star wattage dims, and he tries to shape the legend of this guy who spends so much time on everyone else he's not really taking care of himself. Any slack, though, is picked up by Shep Gordon, who seems every inch the supermensch of the title. Splendid company, a sterling storyteller, and, yeah, a real mensch. I'm Bob Mondello.